This is 89.3 Huntsville Public Radio, and I'm Dory Nutt, one of the producers of the Sundial Writers' Corner, along with Sarah Williamson. On this week's episode of Sundial, we are featuring the poetry of Michael Guillebeau. These three poems paint a vivid picture of his father, who was one of the original Von Braun scientists.
Three Windmills. The Moon Man. Once there was a time when they came out of the hills and the flatlands, pushing arrogant 1960s American steel over fresh blacktops, away from rock-skipping childhoods, leaving the visions of their fathers behind. The old families sat rocking in their dust, spitting tobacco after their sons' fading taillights. Foolishness. Ought to stay home. Work the land. Take care of us old. But these were new Southern boys with stars in their eyes and maps to a rocket city. Moon men. They were going to be the first, looking up from new frontier sun decks, worshiping Kennedy and stars that moved because they had made it so. They jumped a fence 200,000 miles high just because a proud nation would let them. And when they were done, they turned for their applause. But the nation was gone, back to tobacco spit and rocking chairs, saying, ain't so much, maybe never happened. The once proud nation shrank away from greatness into a pride of smallness, and the world was flat again. Scarecrow. The man who gave me Don Quixote still stands, in my eyes, at the end of his life, alone in his garden. For my unforgiving father, the best of times were excruciating. As he recoiled from the joys of life, he advanced into his fading garden, endless rows of ever-sprouting weeds and pests. Only losing battles are worth fighting. His torn hat, the old ragged shirt, his arms still flailing like slow windmills in epic struggles with bugs, elevated by his grumbling imagination to knighthood. My father never saw or cared that the measuring sun would someday melt all dragons and heroes to the size of rabbits, then beetles, then dots too small for his aging eyes and slowing arms. The losing battle was his best. Ghost. Finally, you forgive. The meanness, the memories, the marks that won't fade. What do you pray will be left of the man after you dismiss his disease? Maybe just a child. A baby, really. Maybe reborn somewhere, somehow. Unmarked. And unmarking.
Madison author Michael Guillebeau won the 2017 Forward Reviews Indie Award for Humor Book of the Year for his book Mad Librarian, about a North Alabama librarian who steals to keep her library alive. You can hear the poems that Michael wrote and read today and all the past Sundial episodes online at WLRH.org under the Sundial tab. And you can hear the Sundial Writers' Corner every Monday morning at 9, right here on 89.3 Huntsville Public Radio. Mm-hmm.